circa. You put me work. I'm scared of Willie.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, I think we can all agree it's time for the 49ers to maybe order a steak and eggs, maybe a milkshake, two or three aspirin, some Chinese food.
Gotta
get rid of this. Get rid of this hangover. That's how you get rid of a hangover.
I never knew the Chinese
food.
Eat a big
steak and egg. Oh, Chinese food is great.
I never knew that.
Oh yeah,
boy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Get a burrito.
Everything
that works too. But if the 49ers are suffering from a hangover, it's got to end. It's time to get out there and party.
I'm excited, no doubt.
It's time to get out there and
imbibe. I always ask you to grade what I say. Sometimes I know I do it a bit much. But it didn't hit you, the fact that I feel like after 5 weeks, we shouldn't have to. I love the question, but do you get my drift?
Mm-mm.
We shouldn't be asking, do they deserve the benefit of the doubt?
What should we be asking?
What's really wrong?
Well,
because
we've been playing sound a lot about what the difference is between this team in years past.
And I'm getting accused for throwing guys under the bus. Like,
no,
that call bothered
true.
Me.
Well, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Because you don't hold the players accountable. That one's going to live with it for a while.
I don't even know what I'll say. It's AI. I didn't say it. They played it in the morning.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
By the way, congratulations to Natalie Nicasi. She is the new head coach of the Valkyries, the women's NBA team.
Donnie, and hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too.
She coached at Las Vegas for the Aces as an assistant coach the last couple of years, and she's the new head coach of the Valkyries. Congratulations to her and the new organization.
And that season is coming up, man. Just think about
that.
Next
summer.
Yeah, we can go to the Warriors and Valkyries.
Not on the same night.
We can go.
The WNBA season usually comes after the NBA regular season and then before the following regular season. All right, let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Let's talk about the 49ers running game.
Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Man, still working off that House of Prime Rib last night.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Yeah.
Ooh, had to go with the King Henry, you know?
There you go.
Well, now,
you got a little dessert.
Yeah. Mike, help me out here. Last time I was at the House of Prime Rib, more than two decades ago, it was all you can eat. Did you order a second steak?
Oh, hell no, man. But I should have. You know, it takes like a year to get a reservation in there anyway. So that's probably my bad move. I'm not doing that. So.
I guess it does for some people take that
good
long.
Good job, baby.
I'll get in there tonight if
exactly.
I need. I'm kidding.
There you go. Yeah, get in there at 5 o'clock, man.
All right. Early bird special.
All right. All right, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, I think this is going to be the game where we get ourselves back on track. I just want the Niners to run it down their throat, especially with how loud and how crazy, you know, especially with another divisional game. This is our chance to get back into first place right now against the Seahawks. I do worry, in fact, that, you know, if we do lose this game against another divisional, I think that's the time where I'm going to start hitting the panic meter. Mm. But, you know, I think Jordan Mason's going to come in with a fire. He's going to be pissed off after making that fumble, and he's going to just prove to everyone that he can do the job and that he's going to be the guy that just knocking heads down on the field. So that's all I wanted to say, guys. I think it's just going to be a big run heavy today.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, you would think, Stoney. We'll see. You never know. That's the one constant from Kyle this year, his approach on how he plans to attack. I know the first 15 are scripted, but how he plans to attack the Seahawks.
When we're asking what's wrong with the Niners or what's going on with the Niners, we just had Warren Moon on, and he said something that, to me, is just the way it is. And it's, why did Kyle call 8 passes in the first 9? Well, clearly he thought that they were going to try to stop the run, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he did it. Passing the first 5 plays of the game. Maybe he thought Now, I don't know how that works. I mean, if you have a scripted play and they're playing the exact kind of defense that could, you know, work against that particular play, do they go away from that play or do they still run it anyway? I've always kind of wondered that. And the scripted plays, does that mean they have to be, did they go in order? In other words, there's 10 scripted plays, and they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, last year, week 12, they were in Seattle with McCaffrey, fully healthy, okay. Stoney. And can you guess how many rushes McCaffrey had? They won the game 31-13. It was 24-3 at half. How many?
20.
19.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many catches?
Let's see. Catches McCaffrey had, Stoney, 5.
So now who gets those 24 touches when he's not there?
I would love to see Mason get 18 to 20 of them.
All right.
And if you wanted to give him the whole enchilada, we can do that.
Yeah, I think he's got 6 or 7 catches through the first 5 games.
How do you Mason? Get Debo off? I know we're fixated on Ayuk, but again, national TV, how do you get Debo off or back to his standard of play?
Yeah, it's funny that, like, and not to, you know, how do you get Debo off? How does Debo get himself off? There you go. Go ahead and cut it. Have fun with that one. Have fun. Have fun.
Well, Stoney, he's not the – what did the caller say? He doesn't throw the ball to himself, if you're talking about in the backfield. And I remember I came in here throwing a hissy fit week 1 against the Jets. He's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt. And he had 8 rushes. And now he's just kind of disappeared.
You want to talk about the defense a little bit?
Let's do it.
All right. This is – Evan, should I play these two together? The Solak defense. All right. Bear with it. It's this guy gets into detail that's just tremendous. Ben Solak.
I was starting to be really worried about that Niners defense late down the stretch last year, even with Will. And I thought they played a lot better in that Chiefs game than I anticipated. But I think you started to see some of those run defense issues pop up down the stretch. I remember – talking about them coming into that Lions NFC Championship game, I thought Lions were going to win that game. And it was because over the last 5-10 weeks of the season, Niners have been like a bottom 5 run defense. And the reality is, man, it's hard to keep good personnel on the field and whenever it gets expensive. Like that's the nature of things, right? When it's Robert Saleh and it's D'Amico Ryans out there, and Azeez El-Shaair is your cheap third linebacker, and Jimmy Ward is still in his prime, right? And you got Kinlaw's coming off the bench here, and you have a deep cadre of edge rushers, right? You have so many guys on the margin who just help make things work for you as a defense.
All right, and
a lot
continue.
Of those guys aren't here, Stoney.
That's, I think, what he's getting to.
And all of a sudden, over the course of a few years, you know, you've got to put a couple of different safeties out there. Hufanga gets hurt. You know, a couple of different corners out there. Okay, the linebacker depth isn't what it used to be. And all of a sudden, yeah, we still got Warner, and Warner's great. I mean, Warner's playing unbelievable ball this season. Nick's healthy right now. Nick looks excellent. We got Nick out there. You still have your stars, you have your tent poles, but a lot of the supporting cast just, it ain't what it used to be, right? And that's the cost of doing business. You got to go pay Trent. You got to go pay Ayuk. You got to go pay Debo. You got to go pay everybody from that offense. And you just start to lose in the margins a little bit on defense. I think that the switch to Nick Sorensen was a lot of, you know, kind of going back to a defensive system that we're familiar with. We kind of know the strengths. We know the weaknesses of it. We feel like we can work around it. But the reality is that personnel-wise, like they are so challenged, especially at safety and linebacker, with some of the injuries they've had and some of the departures that they've had, that it's a lot tougher to survive in that system the way that they used to. And so, I don't know, especially now that Hargrave's out for the season, if I'm the opposing team and I'm looking at the Niners on a Sunday, I'm spending my whole Tuesday, my whole Wednesday just figuring out ways to run the football on them. So I really, really think that I can beat them that way for 4 quarters.
That's heavy, man. And let's just, Stoney, he said the last 5, let's just say he's correct. The last 5 to 10 weeks of last season, he saw signs. Well, let me tell you who was available. I know he was in and out. Greenlaw was on the field. Greenlaw was a part of that defense that took on Detroit that was down 24-7 when they couldn't stop anybody in a Lions uniform. So, you know, we're sitting here right now, and I get it, rightfully so. Oh, everything will be fixed when Greenlaw comes back. But if you listen to that analysis, the Niners had problems and signs last year, fully loaded. So now you have departures left and right, you know, that again, that's cryptic thinking about, you know, how big of a turnaround are we asking Nick Sorensen to do, or if they got the necessary pieces in place to do it. Because if you can't stop the run, Stoney, it's over. That, I mean, you can't, it, like I said, that 14-play drive after they got the interception, the fumble, I mean, they just handed the ball off and said, who's your daddy? And went down the field and got that field goal. Like, that's got to stop.
Did you hear the Nick looked looks excellent?
From Kyle?
No, from Solak.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he said you got Warner who's playing lights out and Nick Bosa's looked excellent.
I thought you were talking about Sorensen. Yeah.
So, let's
would you give him that? Because I think we gave grades out a couple of days ago. I'm not going to say excellent. I mean, you got an interception, a few sacks. I'm talking about it's all on you now. And that might even be football version of unfair, but you need to be disruptive, Bosa, by yourself. Because it looks like you're getting no help, especially now with no Hargrave. Is that unfair? Because let me tell you, if people drop around on the Warriors and Steph Curry's out there, it's going to fall at his doorstep to still be great.
No, that's not true. Some people, that's the last place they place the blame. I mean, it just depends on... I mean, I think he's probably having a good year, but maybe they need him to do more. Or the pieces around him aren't picking him up. I don't know. I don't necessarily see the... You know, they don't have Greenlaw, they don't have Hargrave... should they have dropped off this much so far this season after five games? I don't know, but I agree that if you listen to that, you gotta. What you're hearing is, yeah, I don't think their defense is that great anymore.
Yeah,
and it isn't.
And I keep going to Baldy Sound, joining the roast earlier this week, Stoney, I believe Tuesday, saying the Niners' identity was slow. They look slow.
Yeah,
and I don't remember that ever. And how are you going to be a great defense or a great offense? If you're slow, like, are you overthinking or you don't know what to do? And we kind of had fun with the Mooney Ward sound a couple weeks ago after the Minnesota game, Stoney talking about how he's being utilized. And I just got to believe, and I'm not blaming him at all, but I'm not saying he's playing Ronnie Lott style. But at the end of the day, if I'm not being utilized the way that I think my coach should be utilizing myself, maybe you're not going to get the best version of me.
Well, and maybe Ward's got to just be better.
Hmm. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he doesn't have to be. They all have to.
Dylan's in Modesto. What's up, Dylan? How you doing?
How you guys doing? Just to be honest with you guys, the 49ers offense this year is a little bit more stagnant than the other years, and the defense isn't as spectacular as it's been in other years. And the NFL, basically, I feel is caught up to the 49ers, and tonight's kind of going to be a decider because we're getting deep into the season. So you got to see what's going on with what the team is this year, not in previous years.
Exactly.
And to be honest with you guys, the statistic is that they haven't made one team this year in the fourth quarter go three and out. They have to stop that tonight.
So, really? You know,
that's a hell of a pull.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's yeah. Hey, we got to double check that. Are you sure, Dylan?
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
All right.
You know, I gamble all the time, and I'm pretty sure. You guys go check it.
Oh, we will.
You guys have a great day, okay?
You too, buddy. Thank you, Dylan.
But would you be shocked at this point with how porous they played?
No, I think
to their standards,
I would believe it.
Man.
I would absolutely believe it.
That I gotta believe there's one in there, though, Stoney.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Big game, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 49er fans, how big's tonight's game? I do think, like, I'm willing to say that obviously. Well, you tell me if you think this is obvious. Yeah. Yeah, if they lose this game tonight, I think they're in trouble.
And you got the Chiefs awaiting you off a bye? Yeah, you're right.
But I don't think they're in trouble right now. I don't.
Okay, I give it to you.
Yeah.
So they got 60 minutes to show you something. But good God, man. Stoney, you keep playing that sound by Ben, our guy Ben, and also Baldy, that shook me when he talked about, you know, they look slow and Warren Moon, you know. I don't have the answer, and if I did, obviously I wouldn't be sitting next to you, but good God, 2-4 facing the Chiefs, and you would be 0-3 in the division, this is a must win. So if you could say, hey, it's worthy of, do they get the benefit of the doubt after 5 weeks? I think it's easy. I think it's fair to say this is a must win.
415's got a question for both of us, Guru, but I'll start with you.
All right.
And one of the things,
came out of court. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I like to do, Goo, is when I ask you a question, let you answer first. How ready are you to do a show Friday with a 2-4 Niners team?
It would be pandemonium, and it would almost be to the depths of a funeral. There's no way they're going up here losing to Seattle.
You've said that twice this year, and they've lost.
They lost to Minnesota before I thought Minnesota was any good. But, Steiny, I would be – come on. You answer it. Now you gave it to me. How would you respond?
I'm not ready because I don't think they're going to be 2-4. I think they're going to win.
But if they were –
well, we'll do it. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. What about Purdy scrambling? Let's go to the legal.
Now that's a fun. I hadn't heard. I love that one.
I get it.
Let's go to Greg Cosell. Greg Cosell on the Purdy scrambling.
The 49ers pass game overall did not have its normal rhythm and timing. Too many plays in which Purdy left the pocket and made the play improvisational and random. I can't tell you what's in his head, but even though he does move well, that's not really the 49ers offense. It's not built, let's say, like the Chiefs offense, where you almost expect Mahomes to leave the pocket and make plays. That's not the 49ers offense. Purdy can do it, obviously. He's done it, but that's not their game. That's not what the way they in which they want to play. So, yeah, this game, he moved too much. I can't tell you why, because I don't know what's in his head, but it that can't be the case.
And wow, no soundbite would be complete without Goo in the background saying,
no, like we talked about, we called it, I think we dubbed it the Fran targeting, but he's saying he's doing that, Steiny, on his own. And that's not what the Niner quarterbacks do, and it's not what Brock did last year. So he's, Steiny, maybe improvising a little too much, or if Brock was right here, I keep going to that, would he say, dude, I got to do that when my two guys ain't getting open? Like, wow, man. Steiny, and they caught him a couple times and wrecked a series.
Yeah, I didn't really see that.
No, well, they bumped him. They caught him. He lost 6 yards.
And, oh, yeah, they got him, but I didn't.
But normally
I don't think
he skates and gets away. No, he skates, gets away, and throws the ball away. But if you listen to Cosell there, he's saying he's doing it on his own. Kind of freelancing, random.
Yeah, I don't know if I heard that.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
He said
play it again.
Oh, God.
Play it again.
The 49ers pass game overall did not have its normal rhythm and timing. Too many plays in which Purdy left the pocket and made the play improvisational and random. I can't tell you what's in his head, but even though he does move well, that's not really the 49ers offense. It's not built, let's say, like the Chiefs offense, where you almost expect Mahomes to leave the pocket and make plays. That's not the 49ers offense. Purdy can do it, obviously. He's done it. But that's not their game. That's not what the way they in which they want to play. So, yeah, this game, he moved too much. I can't tell you why, because I don't know what's in his head. But it that can't be the case.
Wow, Steiny. And I tried not to do it.
That's a good soundbite. I don't know if it's a wow, but all right.
Why do you think he's doing it?
Because he probably thinks he's under duress. He's got to make a play. Maybe he's trying to do a little too much. I don't know.
Or guys, to defend him here, guys aren't open. Think about
that.
Well,
that's a fact. We got a separation issue, perhaps. Mm. Bruce is in San Jose. What's up, Bruce? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, you guys have been talking about they're better than their record, the Niners, but I'm looking at their two wins came against AFC East teams that traveled to them.
I hear you.
That's just kind of the way I look at them. It might have been a little different if they had to travel back east on one of those wins at least. So just want to bring that topic up and take comments off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, no, they got pointed out. They beat two.
You play who's on your schedule, and they had to come here. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen. That's what makes sports talk radio what it is. The Niners are 2-3, and you could say they haven't played anybody. They're still 2-3, and look at their wins over the Jets and the Patriots. Give me a break. That's fair.
But they handled business in those two games, which they did not, the three losses. But, Stoney, I can't shake the Cosell question of, he said he doesn't know what's going through Brock's head, but, I mean, we'll be able to watch more tonight. But, man, I do wonder why we're starting to see him move a little bit more. And I know he's not listening to sports talk radio, Brock Purdy, that is, saying, okay, I want to use my legs. We've all commended him and given him credit that he's not Jimmy Garoppolo. His legs are a weapon. But now I'm starting to wonder, you know, if it's hurting the play. If he thinks he can, you know, he's gotten away with a lot. We've talked about it, how uncanny it is for him to escape pressure and make linemen look like the police chasing. But
yes, it sounds like you think Purdy's coming back to earth.
No, not coming back to earth. Just as a facet to his game, to where I always said, and you can back me up because you always do.
We'll see.
His best attribute is his Wi-Fi, his ability to read and get rid of the rock.
Yeah, so maybe he's probably seeing something that we're not seeing.
Or something that may not be there, like that should be there. What separation from the receiver. Yeah,
exactly. It's never one thing.
Send me to Santa Clara at Friday what? To ask Kyle, why is he holding on to the rock too long?
Hey.
What?
You have a credential. Use it. Adam in San Francisco. What do we got, Adam? How you doing, my man?
My name is actually Mark Willard, not Adam.
What's up, Willard? How you doing?
So, not too good. I'm hearing all this talk about Brock Purdy, people bringing up numbers, but guess what? They're just numbers. And numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers. But when I bring up these top five stats that talk about Brock Purdy, they're not just numbers. They're more than that. So we can all relax, stop talking about Brock Purdy, because we all know that Brock is better than most quarterbacks in the league. And if you don't want to accept that, then, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's not a sensation.
I got to give him a four, man. That, to do the great Mark Willard, he pulled it off, Steiny. How long do you think Willard. He practiced that? Will, the best form of flattery is imitation, man. Oh, man.
As someone that's scared of Willard.
And you were smiling, so Willard's listening.
Oh, I'm not making
any
comment.
But I saw your chicklets.
Oh, no.
You were laughing.
No, I wasn't.
Willard, he was laughing.
No, I wasn't.
The cadence was pretty good. Not the voice, because the voice is so deep.
The cadence is pretty good. No doubt. The cadence, Donnie, he ended out too.
I liked what he said. The numbers are the numbers, except when they're my numbers. Then there's something like that.
The cadence, but don't he nailed it.
Yeah, he should have smoked a few more cigarettes.
Yeah, we got some talent out there, boy.
Oh, man.
That was it. You were grinning and scared to laugh. The one lesson, my first lesson you ever taught me in radio.
Oh, point to me.
Laugh into the mic.
Don't you dare point at me like that.
No silent laughs. Laugh into the mic, son.
Well, and that's you a were over there. Special.
That was pretty good, the cadence.
Mark Willer checking in.
Yeah, that was pretty good. We got to play that for him.
If I could be honest, I didn't really hear the voice resemblance.
That's why we said cadence.
Yeah.
When you do the retired guy, Woj, Greeny, the Warriors are at practice. That's my Woj.
That's terrible. That was terrible. By the way, congrats to Sham Sharani.
Shocker.
Brought in and breaking big stuff early.
What?
Danny Green retired.
He retired on our show when you asked him last year.
No, that's when he officially made it clear that he hadn't retired.
Well, he did. He was hot.
Both of you thought that he was retired when he came on our show.
I did think he was retired.
Now,
hey, what are you doing now after the basketball career? Well, I'm still hoping to play.
That wasn't bad as your John Shay. I'm on my eighth book, not my second.
Well, that was a couple of books ago, but I'm sure Willie Mays is doing real well.
Well, then why did we have him on?
I 2011, oh boy.
What'd you say, Sonny?
Why'd we have him on that particular
Will it hurt? He texted. I hadn't even looked at it.
No, the last part. If he wants to hear it again, here's the best bit.
But guess what? They're just numbers. And numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
We love you, Mark. Now the cadence, but don't he nailed it.
All right.
I'm about to read the text. Yeah.
888-957-9570. We'll be back to talk more Niners. They are in Seattle. big, big game. They got to get right. Otherwise, they're 0-3 in the division and 2-4 overall. You want to jump into the conversation? Feel free. Download the free Odyssey app and check out our YouTube and Twitch powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Numbers are numbers.
I'm scared of Willie.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, did you read your phone? Willer heard you laughing.
I didn't.
He sent us a text. He said he heard you.
Numbers are numbers.
The cadence. We love you, Will.
Guru, we've gotten a directive from our boss to lay off the phones during shows. So that, I didn't. It was a directive.
You're not UPS for my boss.
It was a directive.
My boss will.
Do you know
get
what a directive
me.
Is? You've
I
worked
do.
In a corporate environment.
And I love the word, by the way. But he'll tell me on my own. That's how we get out. He'll pull me to the side. He don't use you.
Let's lay off the phones.
Yep.
Even if it is Willard. But numbers are numbers.
That was pretty good. Dude, I can't. Nothing.
I agree with this text right here from the 916. Or you know they have those questions where there'll be a statement and they'll say, "Do you think this is absolutely true? Mostly true? Somewhat true or not true?" And then you got to check it off. From the 916, Brock is holding on to the ball because he's trying to hit home runs. I think he's a little leery of sustained drives. Because the longer a drive goes, the more fearful he is of turning the ball over. I somewhat agree.
But that's not what he was and what he's been since he's taken over.
Well, maybe he doesn't have the protection he's had in the past.
Well, now that could be a part of it.
I agree, though. I think he quarterbacked that last game differently than I've seen him, and I'm not exactly sure why, but it did seem to me like he just...
You did say it.
It's getting a little greedy. Maybe instead of taking what's right in front of you.
But
you know,
what if that's who he is truly at heart? Like, he's a Brett Favre.
Well,
He wants to take the home run. He wants to go with the first 30 games.
I don't know.
But we definitely can. We saw a shift this year to where, you know, he's no dink and dunk. He's dispelled that. But I do wonder if there's a internal struggle with Kyle saying, "Hey, dude, don't go for the fences. We'll take a double or a base hit, you know, right through the hole." But wow,
just say it. He's not playing well.
No, I'm not.
Of course not.
Afraid to say that, and I'm not saying he's not. Come on now.
But it's just like a basketball player who, let's say, he's a great shooter. That's what he does well. All right, well, what's the next part of your game? Can you drive to the basket? And so you find yourself wanting to work on your game and improve your game.
Gotcha.
And then you sometimes slip away from what you do best.
But are you hurting the team when you do that?
Sometimes. I mean, it's just like, you know, hey, you know, Steph's got a 28-footer and he's wide open and he's like, you know what, I'm going to try to get to the basket.
Speaking of which, 27 made last night for the Dubs.
Made what?
Three-pointers. Good God, they were letting them fly.
Who'd they play?
Sack.
Yeah.
I'll be courtside tomorrow.
Who?
Kings and Warriors here.
Exhibition game?
Yeah. Preseason game? Yeah.
And by the way, wait, what did you say? Where are you?
Courtside.
Okay. This is where my parents really rubbed off on me. They've turned me into a literal person.
Gotcha. It's rubbing off on me.
And when I hear courtside, I think front row. Front row, where Joe Lacob sits.
Yeah, where you were at with the yellow.
That's right. Those aren't
sweater.
Your seats tomorrow.
You don't know that.
They're in like row 5.
No, the Bonte seats, where Spadoni, I, Benny.
You want to bet?
And Bonnie watch Bronny.
You want to bet?
Yeah. Mouth.
You will be in one of the first 5 to 8 rows.
I'll take that. I'm not like you.
Well, then it's not really courtside. It's up front. Yeah. It's not really courtside. Courtside, only one row of courtside, and you ain't in it.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I was told. And we got to play this Acho sound, who I just said he wears Acho. Kyle underwear because he's always just giving the Niners love. He went in. He did a 180. We'll play it later.
Let's go to Rick in Anaheim. Anaheim. They call it the Big A. Let's go to Rick in Anaheim. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
First time
calling, but I've been listening to you guys for a while.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about the defense. I think two things. First of all, I think they really missed Greenlaw. I think the physicality that he brought just inspired the players to match that, and I just don't see that this year. And the second thing is, I don't think that the players have any confidence or much confidence in the defensive coordinator. And I think that because of that, that's why the defense looks slow. Because we have to, especially on defense, we have to think instead of just reacting and doing what you're supposed to do and knowing what to do. It slows you down. So I think that's a big factor. And I think bringing in Staley didn't help at all. Because it kind of tells the players, hey, we got this new defensive coordinator. I don't know if he can handle on his own, so he needs some help. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But bringing in a guy who I feel lost the locker room for the Chargers last year, I don't think that was the smartest move, especially considering who plays on that team, which is Nick Bosa's brother. He's probably telling him, you know what, this guy, he doesn't know what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. So I think that plays a lot into the what we're seeing from the defense system, how low it's looking and just the lack of physicality this year.
Appreciate the call, Rick.
I mean, to go with a guy that's not, his job is not the defensive coordinator, I don't need to stick up for Staley. I think that's reaching. That's bad defense. Well, I mean, it is what it is. The players are not getting it done, and not yet. Mooney Ward did allude to he didn't like how he's being utilized.
Who cares?
But I
seriously
do.
I do. He stunk this year.
But if you really read the tea leaves, okay, for a player to say that about how he's being used.
Fine. Why would you like automatically say Ward's right, the team's wrong?
Now, why would you take that?
Because maybe they're not using him right. Maybe he's not very good.
He said it out loud. I'm not, oh my God. See, that's how you are, literal. I did not mean he was right. I'm just saying I don't believe it's good for the locker room for your player to say that about the system. You keep that in house, or you tell your buddy on the team that. That's all. Nobody said it was. No, I was siding with them.
Well, and you also did it again during the last call. It's unbelievable.
The last call.
You realize the guy said, "I think they missed Greenlaw," and you went,
"Now something's going on."
Come
Maybe
on!
It's
of course they missed Greenlaw. It's not a. Oh my God!
No, yes. I did that for Matthew Wright. We hadn't even talked about his.
Oh my God,
dude, Steiny. What if this game
and he misses? Then they're 2-4.
Yeah, well,
that's what happens.
No, 2-5. No, it'd be 2-4. You're right.
You love all these built-in excuses. What if?
They're not built-in.
Yeah, they're built-in.
This is a big component of the game, especially when you're 29th in red zone efficiency, and you're going to hopefully don't settle for field goals. Matthew Wright. How's he? I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, you know what? And knowing tomorrow, if they lose, it'll be Matthew Wright's fault.
Please.
Not Purdy, not Bosa.
Stop it.
Because we don't. Let's go to Brian in Arkansas. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. Same old thing, day in, day out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, look here, man. Can I talk?
Oh, go ahead.
Look here, man. I've been listening to everybody talking about what they think the problem is. I've been a fan since the 60s.
Mm.
And I think where we need to start out is we need to get rid of the head coach, Kyle Shanahan. And we need to get rid of John Lynch, too, and just start over. Yeah, people's forgetting about Kyle Shanahan. He came here from the Atlanta Falcons. They were in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. He blowed a 28-point lead. It was 28-3 halftime, and he had a two-head monster that year in the backfield. And they was running it all down the Patriots' throat. And what did he do? He come out the second half trying to make Matty Ice somebody he wasn't, throwing every down. Three in, three out. That's the same problem we got going on now. And then we go over here to John Lynch, who's supposed to be the man, for the drafting and stuff. How in the world did we pass up on Patrick Mahomes? How in the world did we pass up on Kelce, the tight end? And then you go get some player like Trey Lance, give up two first-round draft picks and I think a third. And he never panned out to do anything. So I'm thinking that the problem is in the front office and the head coach.
But what about the two Super Bowl visits?
Yeah, I was getting there.
Okay.
And we played Kansas City in the first one. Had Jimmy G as the quarterback. We're leading a 10-point lead with 6 minutes left on the clock in the fourth quarter. And Mooster's running the ball all over the throat. And what does he do? He comes in, start wanting Jimmy to throw, and he throws, I think the receiver was Sanders, overthrows and gives them the ball back, and they run us down.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about Christian McCaffrey. He's a good player, but one player doesn't win the ball game. Last time I checked, it was 11-on-11. And yeah. I just think that we lost discipline. We're running around here slinging this money everywhere to these players, and then they're not producing, and then Nick Bosa's running his mouth trying to shine on the coach and everything.
Wow, boy.
When basically he needs to do his job. He got $170 million, and you telling me you can't get two or three sacks a game? At least one a game?
All right, Brian.
Now, that was a litany. That was Brian.
That was a litany.
Wow.
I don't know. Has anybody ever had 51 sacks in a season?
Well, yeah. I felt him on the – you can't ignore caller. Good call, Brian, but come on now. To get rid of him, stop. You've been to the four NFC championship games, the two Super Bowls. Who wouldn't take that? Now, I agree with him about passing the ball in the Super Bowl, but just to hear other people say it is – the victory lap, but
no, I was. It had been
the Trey Lance,
7 hours since we mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo's overthrow of Emmanuel Sanders, really, even though it happened 5 years ago.
Well, that was him all the way from Arkansas. He said slanging money around.
Well, that might be right.
Yeah,
let's go to Tyler's on 680. Wants to talk about the forgotten unit, the special teams.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good.
All right. So I just want to make a comment real quick before from the last caller. You know, you can complain about John Lynch, but he's the guy that picked Mr. Irrelevant. He picked Juwan Jennings. So, you know, you got to take some salt on the wounds there with the Trey Lance, but there was some picks. But that's not what I want to call about. I want to talk about special teams.
Okay.
Special teams, we know, is the kryptonite for the 49ers. I hope hard that, you know, Kyle Shanahan has taken a look at the Giants and Seattle game. Because, boy, did the Giants pull off a fast one where they basically, on the blocked field goal, they were able to push down the center and the other guy next to him down, so they were able to get 19 to jump over them legally and block that kick. So you know for a fact Seattle is going to do the same thing back at 49ers. Shanahan better be ready.
Good call, Tyler. Yeah. And they've got a new kicker, Matthew Wright.
Yeah.
Not a rookie.
Hopefully he has the
seasoned
right stuff.
Seasoned veteran. Three NFL teams.
My man from Arkansas, he was running hot. You can't start over when you were just in the Super Bowl.
Well,
but
no,
there were a couple things.
It might come
that
at the end of the year.
But yeah.
Who knows?
We'll
here you go.
What we got?
Here you go. Here's your guy. Emmanuel Acho.
The Niners are in trouble so long as Kyle Shanahan does not get out of his own way. In watching the game, it's like Kyle Shanahan is coaching as if his dad is in the stands and he wants to make his dad proud. He's hooping like his ex is in the crowd. And you know when you start dribbling the basketball all hard so you can echo in a basketball on the hardwood?
That's me.
Kyle Shanahan's calling plays like he wants to show off America. The Cardinals allowed 216 rushing yards to the Commanders. And the week before, they allowed 187 rushing yards to the opponent. I believe it may have been the Detroit Lions. Yet, Kyle Shanahan, you start your game with one running play of your first nine plays. Your first three plays, you go three and out, pass, pass, pass. Who you showing off for? Who are you showing out for? The Cardinals have the fourth worst run defense in the NFL. You have a running back who has the most rushing yards through 5 weeks in franchise history. Yet you don't run the ball in the first nine plays but once? Who are you showing out for? The Niners are in trouble until Shanahan gets out of his own way. Because right now, Shanahan is in his own way. He is what's stopping this offense.
Like, just again, and Shasky told him, he needs to take a playoff, Acho. But we love him.
Shasky
friend of the
said
show.
That?
Yeah. And so, Stoney, that's right. You got all week to game plan. But to know Arizona was that porous against its last two opponents on the ground, and your man's averaging 6.4 a pop, why are you doing them a favor?
Now, they would have put 8 in the box. Saw 8 in the box.
Let 8 in the box stop you. But, man, like I just thought that was legit, and that's kind of what I've been saying. Not like that, but, man, you helped them out. You were killing them on the ground.
Well, they weren't killing them on the ground from the start because they passed eight of their first nine times. But I'm with Willard. Numbers are numbers. Numbers are numbers.
That wasn't a real Willard.
Numbers are numbers. They lose tonight and they pass more than they run. We'll say they should have run more than they passed.
Well, that depends.
No, it doesn't.
If they're killing them in the air, keep doing that. That's what it's about. Stay with what's hot.
Now, here's what it'll go like. If they're killing them through the air, and then they keep throwing, and Purdy throws two interceptions, we'll say, man, after you picked him apart through the air, why didn't you go to your running game when you were up 10? No, that's the way football is.
Did they win the game?
That's the way football is.
Quarterback only shows its head after a loss.
That's right.
If you win, everything is good.
That's right. And 209, this is for you, Goo, 209.
We'll decide.
I wouldn't take Acho's word as gospel, Goo. I'm interjecting, Goo. He says Justin Herbert isn't a good quarterback, and he believes that.
Well, I'm not taking it as gospel either, but the facts are the facts. And when he's on the show, we'll see, hey, Anthony, how you doing? But, yeah, I just know. I felt that way without hearing that.
This is the word of Emmanuel Acho. It's not gospel. There's only one true Lord and Savior.
You are special.
And it ain't Emmanuel Acho. Good point by the text line. I thought.
It's so close to lying what you do and how you do it.
It's close.
And you manipulate them.
It's close.
And then you make people.
But it's not lying.
Yeah.
There's only one person who's accused the other on this show of being a liar, and it's me saying you were.
I was Nixon that day. I pointed at you. No.
Dylan's in Santa Clara. Let's talk about another injured player. Hey, Dylan, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Hey. I'm doing great. Hope y'all doing good.
Game day.
I saw your post on the gram. Sorry for your loss, man.
Hey, that means a lot. Thanks, man.
But Tyler already kind of mentioned it. I think these early season struggles boils down to one thing, and it's not Thornton. It's not special teams. Uh-oh. It's not the D-line. Not Ronnie Bell's drops. Jordan Mason fumbles. Mistakes happen in games. Your team's got to be able to overcome these things.
Where are you going?
It's also not missing CMC. I think the main reason we're struggling right now is because we're missing big play Drake. Because every time I look up and I see a big play, it's either the safeties or Devondre Campbell out of position chasing, trying to recover, and they're giving up 30, 40, 50 yards for a touchdown. And honestly, without Dre Greenlaw, I think we lost the Super Bowl because of that. And then in 2019, we probably don't make the Super Bowl because we don't get the one seed if he doesn't make that stop in Seattle in week 17. So I don't think people realize how big of an impact player Dre Greenlaw is.
Hey, Dylan.
If we can stay afloat.
Let me throw this at you. Do you think they miss Greenlaw more than McCaffrey?
Way more. It's not even close, man.
Wow.
Not even close. Man. Our offense would be playing much better if the defense could get some more stops and get the ball back to them more often. And last thing I'll say is I'm with you, Stoney. I think if we could stay afloat and Greenlaw can come back healthy week 8 or week 9 or whenever it is, I think we can make a run and still win the division unless we lose tonight. If we lose tonight, I think the wild card's our only chance at making playoffs. That's all I got.
Thanks for the call. I actually think if they lose tonight, the only way they make the playoffs is winning the division.
I kind of feel that, but the way the division's going, Steiny, who knows? But I'll just say this. He kind of hit me in the cardiac muscle with the McCaffrey, just putting him up there with Greenlaw. Because I told you, man, and it's Warner, right? It's supposed to be Bosa, but Greenlaw is a savage, a beast. And he enhances the fine wine that Fred Warner is. And Steiny, they make up and plug up for a whole lot, man. And without him, maybe that is why the defense looks like it's been crippled.
Okay.
I'm just like, and we don't know if he's coming back. Hopefully he does. Both of them, for that matter.
Yeah, see, the 925 gets me.
Not a lot of people do, but.
925. The 49ers were up at halftime by passing. Then they didn't score in the second half. You see what he's saying?
Because they didn't run the ball in the second half. Well, maybe.
They were successful passing the first half, so they continued to try to pass.
Well, how successful were you? Because you got a touchdown off no, you didn't.
Huh?
Yeah, no, you got a touchdown on the blocked field goal.
Huh? That's just easy to second guess.
Nobody said it. Stop.
No, it is.
It's called context.
It's easy.
Nuance.
Troy's in Campbell. Hey, Troy, what's going on?
Tiny Guru, first time ever on the horn with you guys. Oh. I've been listening for a long time. I appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, gentlemen, both. Yeah, to the distinguished gentleman in Arkansas, my family's home state on one side.
Sure.
Can't disagree with him more. He's been listening, or he's watching since the 60s, and I appreciate the gentleman's opinion. The idea of getting rid of Shanahan and Lynch is absolutely, obviously ludicrous.
Right.
My only thing, you guys, is you know, obviously with the truncated preseason and the way that these early season weeks go, I don't feel like we learn anything until about this week, right? Week 5, 6, 7, when things start to gel a little bit more. And I agree with the previous caller, too, in terms of Dre Greenlaw. I think that's a bigger miss than McCaffrey as well. But the only other thing I wanted to say was I have no problem, and whatever about Emmanuel Ocho wants to say, I got no problem with Shanahan throwing the ball a lot. We have to show the teams that we're gonna deliver the rock through the air early and often, get them to respect that. We everybody knows the Shanahans run the ball, that kind of thing. Steiny mentioned it. They, you know, they're loading the box. Hey, we're going to let it rip, and we're going to show teams that early and often. And then, you know, to Guru's point, hey, second half, you got a lead. You have to start to control the clock a little bit and play that game. But, guys, I don't know why there's so much doom and gloom with what we've seen. I think we're in a good spot. Division's up in the air. We're going to go into Seattle tonight and punch the Seahawks in the mouth and dominate.
There you go.
By 10. Lock it up,
yeah.
And then now we're all talking about it tomorrow morning, 3-3, still in, you know, first place. It's no problem, man. We're in week 6. We're good. Niners are going to get healthy. They're going to get good. We're still favored in every single game for the rest of the year, as Willard outlined with Dibs yesterday. Niners are good, bro. We're going to rock the Seahawks tonight.
Thanks, Troy. Yeah.
I love the positivity.
I mostly agree.
But they're not scary right now. They don't scare me right now. And it's early, Steiny. Oh, boy, Willard just walked by. He didn't look happy. But, Steiny, it's still early, right? It's 12 games, including tonight. But, man, brother,
yeah, and
they don't scare me like they did last year.
And this is kind of what I'm getting at. And I think the texts are, you know, it's football. One player doesn't make that much of a difference on a supposedly stacked team. Great, great insight.
Take Mahomes off KC.
If you take one guy, well, we're not talking about quarterback. Their quarterback's healthy. We're talking about a linebacker. But we have the most talented roster in the league. But when we lose one player, well, now we're not very talented. Make it make sense.
Well, that's being tested.
On the other side of the break. I'll give you that. But, yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And coming up at 1 o'clock, we've had a lot of fun with this segment.
Yeah. Hey.
Know your foe. We'll be doing that at 1 o'clock on the other side. I'll take some more of your calls.
A little bit.
That segment brought to you by Safeway.